USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is remembering the late Prince Philip.
His bravery serving in World War II, as well as his champion of the environment, as well as the charitable things he set up. So we really do express our condolences.
The husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth died at the age of 99. The CDC says people who received the Moderna coronavirus vaccine were more likely to experience mild side effects than those who received Pfizer's. The study, documenting episodes of injection site pain, fatigue, itching, and headaches, but did not include serious allergic reactions. About 74% of Moderna recipients reported side effects after the first shot. Just over 65% of Pfizer recipients reported side effects. Wall Street ending the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 297 points. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Biden administration is paying $60 million a week to take care of migrant children at the southern border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited one of the facilities in San Antonio, which is housing more than 1,300 teenage boys. Abbott claims some of them are being sexually abused. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says these are very serious allegations.
It has been our approach, even though this is a federal operation, that the welfare of these children are of the utmost concern, so they need to be thoroughly investigated.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is citing an urgent need for an aggressive upgrade of America's infrastructure.
The need is clear. It's growing by the day. After decades of underinvestment, we have fallen to 13th place globally in infrastructure.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell pointing out that only 30% of the $2.25 trillion bill that was proposed actually goes towards infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
President Biden is nominating David Chipman, a former federal agent and advisor of a gun control group, to be director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. During his time as a senior policy advisor with that gun control group, he spent considerable efforts pushing for greater regulation and enforcement on ghost guns, changes to the background check system, and measures to reduce trafficking of illegal firearms. Chipman also made these comments back in 2020 regarding new gun owners.
They might think that they're diehard, ready to go, but unfortunately they're more like Tiger King, and they're putting themselves and their families in danger. And so what I would suggest is for those people who were first-time gun owners, if they did go out and buy a gun, I would secure that gun locked and unloaded, and hide it behind the cans of tuna and beef jerky that you've stored in a cabinet. And, only bring that out if the zombies start to appear. And I don't think they are.
Forecasters say millions of Americans in the southeast are at risk for dangerous storms on Friday. The Storms Prediction Center says large hail, damaging wind, and several tornadoes are possible from East Texas to Mississippi. Residents in the area being told to pay attention to weather alerts. For USA Radio News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.